Benvenuti. Welcome, welcome everyone to this weekend edition of our news and features show. My name is Catherine.
And my name is Marco Barco.
Marco Barco?
because I have a cold, so Marco is Barco.
You do sound a little bit congested.
Oh, did you say that we are on Italian pod?
We are on Italian pod. I might not have said it, but for those of you out there who have...
We still are on Italian pod.
We do have a lot of great stuff to talk about this week. First of all, I wanted to remind you, if you didn't hear last week's or the week before's news and features show, we are now on a 3-lesson-a-week schedule. We're doing this because we want to focus more of our attention, now that we've kind of created a big archive, we want to focus more of our attention on creativity and on giving you the best possible lessons. So we're going to be doing that in the meantime. We are still very active on the site, of course, and the actual content is not going to be diminished. We're not going to be taking away lessons that have already been published. So this week, we've got a lot of great stuff on the way. Again, those three lessons, we've got just three different levels. One of them, though, is the intermediate level. And we've been doing this kind of special thing recently where we've been doing episodes of our 10-part series, The Vatican
Intrigues.
That's right, The Vatican Intrigues. And so this week we've got part 4, which is going to be exciting and mysterious and all those great things. But we do not want to divulge too much information,
so
because,
Catherine,
again...
Do not divulge too much information. But many people ask me, so is this Vatican Intrigues like the Da Vinci Code?
No.
No?
Well, yes and no.
What should I tell them?
Let me explain a little bit. The reason that we're doing this is because we wanted to have a longer form, a longer opportunity for our listeners to really enjoy a story and to get the most out of it. Because, you know, it's really satisfying when you're listening in a foreign language and you realize that, yeah, you do understand a lot and you have a large vocabulary, a large kind of archive of personal knowledge about things. So we thought it'd be a great idea to have like a 10-part, like a longer form story with characters that come back. And so that's the reasoning behind it. The topic we've picked because it is kind of fun and dramatic, and we're not trying to rip off the Da Vinci Code, but we're just trying to create something that allows us to talk a little bit about important vocabulary that's related to Italy and in Italian history. And it is fantastical and it is kind of ridiculous. We know that, but that's part of the point.
I'm happy because I didn't want to see Forrest Gump and Amelie running away in a smart car in Paris and, you know, managed to get away from Jean Reno.
All right, well, we'll leave that to the real Da Vinci Code. This, for us, is just kind of a fun exercise in drama and an opportunity for our listeners, for you guys out there, to really enjoy a story in Italian and to really test yourselves, I think. We're going to talk about another dialogue that is actually kind of inspired from a movie that the three of us have recently watched independently of one another, the three of us of the Italian Pod team. This movie is called Step Brother, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it is pretty funny, a little bit hokey. But there is a scene where we've got two stepbrothers, they're recently become brothers, two people who...
were sleepwalking.
They're sleepwalking. They're up in the middle of the night. They're walking around, they're bumping into things, they're eating food.
Yeah, so we thought, like, what if somebody is, experiences this situation while in Italy or with Italians, how they should react and how they should do with it?
Or how do you describe this to people in Italian in case this is something that you experience?
How do you say sleepwalking in Italian? It's very different.
It is very different, but it does relate to an English word that's kind of an SAT word. We'll call it a harder word. All right, so we do encourage you to check that out. We're not going to spill the beans on that one yet either. But that is coming out this week. We've got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday lessons coming out. And we do hope that you will get in touch with us, tell us what you're thinking and feeling, and any suggestions that you have for topics or shows. So get in touch with us via Twitter, Facebook, even we have Flickr, everything. But otherwise, ItalianPod.com is our website.
Yeah? Just a postscript. I can't wait for Lunetta's new post in the musical group to see the video, because...
Lunetta.
She's been doing a very good job.
Yes, brava, Lunetta. Ciao a tutti. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao.